You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's James. Today, it is, again, just me. Everybody's busy during the holidays. I know that I am. I know that probably you guys are. And I wanted to talk to you guys because a lot of crazy things have been happening lately. I have been, one, busy with a lot of comedy projects and stuff, and just it's been great. But I've also been in this weird holiday funk thing. And I don't want to know if it's really called a funk, but it's where this time of year, we have so many things going on, right? You hit Thanksgiving, if you're America, hit Thanksgiving, then you hit Christmas or Hanukkah, depending on what you celebrate, and then right into New Year's, right? And all those things come kind of compact, and you have to work with your family and friends to schedule things and get things going, but it becomes almost a daze where you're not really fully locked into comedy, but you're not fully out of those things. I'll give you an example. I was hired to do four projects at the same time, which perfectly fine. I could do it all the time. But as I went through it, I really was just, as much as I was putting dedication and time into it, I really felt like I wasn't like locked in like I normally was. And I was like, what's going on here? I drink my same drinks. I do my same routine. I am constantly trying to learn and grow. I'm writing jokes every day. Like I'm doing all my stuff, but just felt like a daze. And I wanted to remind people that sometimes that's what happens during the holidays. Now, I know I am a veteran, and I know there's a lot of veterans that go through a lot of hard times during the holidays. There's something else that affects a lot of people called seasonal affective disorder, which happens during this time period and slows people down. I usually get seasonal affective disorder around the end of October, beginning November timeframe, where I am very much affected by it. It'll make me not want to do things. It'll put me in a bad frame of mind. It'll make me upset and frustrated. I have to be very aware of that, and I'm very conscientious of that. And I think what I'm trying to say about the holidays time is this is not the time to beat yourself up for not being as productive as you normally are. And I realized that. I was like, man, I'm not as productive. I'm not doing what I want to do. Like, yes, I'm still writing jokes, but I felt like jokes were even subpar. I was like, this is a joke I wrote. This joke sucks, right? So much harder on myself, so much more difficult. But that's this time of year. And I don't want anyone to be frustrated. Even a lot of comedians that I know take times off. My friend Agostino took a time off from touring. He's not going to go back touring till next year. A lot of comedians I see, Tom Papa's stuff, like I'm going to go see him in February. In Irvine, even he took this time off. Like a lot of people are taking time off during this time period because this is the hardest time of year to do things. And I know people want to see shows. People want to go still do stand-up, see stand-up. People want projects. People want podcasts. People want everything. But just know this is not the time to get down on yourself. This is the time to strategize for the following year. This is the time to sit down. I'm going to go over this with you guys next week. I'm going to go over what my 2022 plan is, like what I really want to accomplish. I'm planning next year. I am planning on doing Dry Bar. I'm going to do Dry Bar next year, right? Whether it comes out next year or not, different story, right? But I'm going to be doing Dry Bar next year. I do not care what I have to do. I have been working my buns off this year and through the pandemic to get a new half hour written and set up and worked on. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to let anything stop me. I'm going to 100% do that next year. So that is my big goal. My other goal is to hopefully get a screenplay sold. I have some things in the works, so that'll work. I'd also want to really do, I know this sounds crazy. I also want to do a documentary. I don't know why, but I really do want to do a documentary. I kind of actually want to do a documentary where the Clean Comedy Podcast goes to something, a festival, a whatever, and we go and we present, right? That whether that's me and Danny, me and Luke and David, me and Luke and David and Danny, me and David, like whoever it is, we go there and we do something and we document it. That's what I really want to do. And I think there is an opportunity here because Clean Comedy is such a unique thing. I think that it's amazing, and I want to document it. I also want to go to a bunch of comedy festivals. I'd like to do the Queen Comedy Challenge again. I'd like to go down to San Diego and perform. There's just a lot of stuff that I want to do that I didn't get to do the last year, and it's okay. But this is the time to now sit down, step back, say, hey, this is the time to slow down a little bit, right? It's okay. Slow down. Because next year, I guarantee you, here's the truth. Next year, come the beginning of the year, you are going to go to an open mic and there will be 100 new people that were not there last time. And as the months progress, probably June timeframe, you'll see it drop. It'll dwindle every month. Like January, you'll get a ton of people who come for like the whole month. February, they'll drop off. March, they'll drop off. April, they'll drop off. May, they'll drop off. June, they'll drop off. And you'll probably have like 10 to maybe a dozen of the original 100 who stayed and are doing comedy now. But then you also see people in your scene who were there, right, at the beginning. They're like, I got to get back in it again. Who will drop off too? Who maybe that's what they do is every year they come for a couple months and then drop off until the end, you know, the end of the year they do it again. And they're the 6 month people or whatever. And that's okay, right? But just know this is the time to get a plan together, right? Write down all your goals. I want to do it, have a new 5 minutes by blankety blank. And give yourself a date, right? Like I knew I wanted to have my half hour ready by the end of this year. It's ready. It's just I have to take it to stage and perform it. And I will. And if you guys want, I will send out information or let you know when it will be being performed. And it'll be the raw, just like not fully polished version. And I want to do it like 3 or 4 times. And then I'll go do dry bar. And that's okay. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to get up a lot more next year, and I'm going to put on big shows next year. I know that it's going to be one of those things where it's like, okay, we're going to work for it. The other thing that I wanted to remind people is this is the time to think about and go over your old comedy sets. Listen to them. Find out like, oh, what have I found my voice yet? Do I know who I am? Do I know what I want to talk about? Do I know what I'm going to be doing? I just watched a great documentary called that I found on Reddit, and I went and I found it, found the rest of the thing on YouTube, and I went and watched it, and I'm gonna look it up again. I'm sorry, I totally should have watched it. I should have told you guys before I did. So it's called Why Not: A Year in the Life of AK Comedians, AK being Alaska. Not like gun-toting comedians, because that would be crazy. That'd be wild. I might watch that too, to be honest with you. That might be kind of cool. Like AK comedians, where it's like, all right, we've got AK, so now we're here to do comedy, right? Or that might be like a ISIS video. I don't know what it would be, to be honest with you. I think it'd be funny though. But it was Matt Collins is the guy who did it. I reached out to him, so hopefully I can get him on the podcast to talk about it. I also reached out to a couple of comedians that were in it because I thought they were very interesting. In fact, one of them, I didn't even know this, I had done the Clean Comedy Challenge with, so I reached out to her, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm going back and looking at things, and I watched this documentary. Maybe that's also helped me get more excited about my documentary that I want to do. I realized, man, these people are working so hard, and they're looking back at this year saying, we didn't waste our time, right? Even when we were down and out, even when we were closed, even when everything was shut down, we still made comedy happen. I was like, this is amazing. It's funny because they also, if any of you are LA comedians, you know of a place called Flappers. I've mentioned it here many times, talked to many comedians about it. But someone was, they were viewing somebody's submission tape, and it was from Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room. Like, I knew the room as I was like, oh, that's Flappers. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, everybody is trying to do something. And this is going to be 2022 for me. I've been just working this year. Even when things were shut down, I was hustling, right? I was doing all kinds of projects. And I got down on myself at the beginning of December thinking, oh man, I didn't do everything I wanted to do. Dude, who did everything they wanted to do? Nobody. Nobody I talked to did everything they wanted to do. That's what's crazy about it. I'm like, why am I being so hard on myself, right? I can't be so hard on myself. I'm doing the best that I can with what I have. So I did that. And I'm telling you, don't be down on yourself. Don't let the holidays daze you. Don't let the holidays rock you. Don't let the holidays upset you or bother you or make you feel frustrated. Take the time to step back and look at what your plan is for next year. And go into 2022 I know it sounds weird. Guns a-blazing. That's what I always call it. Guns a-blazing, where you're just going to go, let's go. We're going to do this. You know, do that thing, because honestly, that's going to make you a better comedian. Whatever it is, comedian, comedy writer, meme maker, whatever it is. I mean, there's comedians that make money off of memes. It's just amazing stuff. Do that same thing. Do it. Go out there and make it happen, because I'm telling you right now, you'll be so happy when you go out there and do the best that you can, because that's what this is all about. I just wanted to come at you guys. I don't want to make this short. I want to make this sweet. Come up with a plan. Next week, when I get on here, I'm going to tell you my 2022 plan. I'm going to tell you every single month what I plan on doing, right? Now, I don't know when I will be able to do dry bar, right? I have no idea. I don't know when that is. But I'm going to say in there probably March or April time frame that I'm going to be ready for dry bar. January, February, March. So probably April, May time frame is when I'm going to be ready for dry bar. I'm probably January, February, March, that time frame, I'll be working on my stuff. And then at the end of March, beginning of April, I'm going to start sending all the people that I know that hook me up with dry bar, that know what I'm about. Hey, do you think I'm ready? Do you think this is ready? This is what I have. How's it look? I'm going to get to them, and then hopefully they'll come back and say, yeah, we're ready. Let's get you lined up for a date, and then we'll go from there. So that's what I'm going to do. Like I said, I'm also working on a movie script. I'm working on a documentary idea that I want. Working on tons of things. So I'm very, very, very excited for what's going on. I'm very excited for what's been happening. I can see next year going to be great for me already. I have a bunch of other projects lined up. It's possible that I have a few other things lined up, even a new writing thing, and maybe even a new podcast or show that I'll be doing for a site that's a comedy related sports comedy site thing. I'm excited. 2022 is going to be awesome. It's going to be off the hook. We're going to kill it. We're knocking out of the ballpark. I hope you do it too. If you have any questions, email me, jamesdcrepiston@gmail.com. Email me. I will be more than happy to help you out. I will do this too. I will give out five. So first five people to email me, I will give out 5 15-minute Zoom consultations with you, where I will get on Zoom and go over your set, or you can send me the set, you can send me stuff, I'll go over it, and then I'll give you suggestions, I'll help you do punch-ups, whatever. Five people. I would do that for five people. That's normally something that, if I'm going to give you that much time, I'm going to charge you some money, but I will definitely do that. So send me an email, send me a message, or even comment in YouTube. If you comment on YouTube, I will give you 10 minutes. Comment and like on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're not subscribed, I'm going to give you the 10 minutes. I'm going to give you the 15. I'll give you 10 extra minutes. So I will give you 15 minutes to five people, right? If you email me. If you comment on YouTube, I will give you a half hour, okay? So five half hours that are up for grabs if five people do it on YouTube. If five people only do it in email, then 15 minutes, all right? And I will go over your stuff with you. I'll help you plan. I'll even help you come up with a plan for 2022. That's what I'll do. That's how much I care about comedy. That's how much I care about the community. That's how much I care about every single listener that listens to this podcast. And I don't care where in the world you are, as long as we can communicate a little bit. So if you know a little bit of English, or you're willing to, even if it's broken, it's okay. Doesn't matter. You and I will figure it out. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please like, subscribe. Please go to YouTube. If you're listening to this, and I know a lot of you are, if you're listening to this and you're not on YouTube and you're not subscribing to YouTube, just at least go subscribe on YouTube. I need subscribers. Please. We're trying to go to 1,000. The goal next year is to get to 1,000. So please, just go do that. I will really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody that listens. Please have a happy holiday season. Please get ready for a plan. Again, email me. Let's get this party started. Let's get you set up for 2022. Thank you again. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.